Good morning. We're calling to order the March 23rd, 2011 variance hearing. I'm Scott Sanchez, the zoning administrator. I'm here with Eva Atahara-Taylor, who's the executive secretary and will be at the controls for this hearing. Some general information about the hearing. The order of presentation is first the applicant and or owner or project sponsor will be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments on how the five findings are met in order to justify granting of the variance. The applicant should also submit the declaration of posting, which if you haven't already filled it out, it's available to the right of the lectern. And please submit that when you approach to present your case. Any proponents or opponents will be allowed 3 minutes to speak each. And if there is anyone speaking in opposition of the case, then the project sponsor will be allowed a 3-minute rebuttal. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the project sponsor or members of the public. And at the end of the hearing, I may either close the public hearing and take the matter under advisement, may grant the or deny the variance, or may continue the item to a future hearing date. There's actually one item on the consent calendar today. Items on the consent calendar are matters that are considered routine. And if anyone would like to speak on this item, please step forward. Otherwise, it would be granted subject to standard conditions. There'll be general public comment at the end of the hearing for items that are not on the calendar. And I'd now like to speak a little bit on the criteria for justifying a variance. Under Planning Code Section 305C, there are five findings that must be met in order to grant the variance. All five findings must be met. Finding number one is that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number two, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code result in practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number three, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number four, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. Finding number five, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Decision letters will be issued following the hearing. It generally can take from 1 month to 2 months after the hearing, after a decision is made to actually have the decision letter issued. No decision is final until the decision letter is issued. The decision letter carries with it a 10-day appeal window, which it can be appealed to the Board of Appeals. Generally, other matters, private conversations can be disruptive. While we always encourage all the parties, pro and for and against the project, to speak, if you do so, please do so out in the hallway because it can be distracting to others. And with that, we would begin with our consent calendar items.
There's only one item in our consent calendar, case number 2011.003V. This is 2444 to 2448 Washington Street, rear yard and non-compliant structure variances sought.
And is there anyone here to speak on 244 to 2448 Washington Street variance request? Seeing none, I'd close the public hearing on this item and grant subject to standard conditions and move on to the regular calendar.
Moving to the regular calendar, item number two. This is case number 2010.0829V, 132 Hamilton Avenue, front setback variance sought. You're the sponsor, sir. You have 5 minutes.
Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. Thank you for reviewing our variance this morning. Basically, we have a very small house and a very constrained lot that the house is built on the back of the property. There's very few options to create additional living space, and so we've never had a garage on this property, and we felt that adding a garage with a room above would allow us to have some additional living space and put a home office and some connection to the garden to enjoy the outdoors more. So we are asking to have no setback basically over the garage. We've had to design the project because there's a 11-foot diameter redwood tree on the property, and we'd like to maintain that tree since it is so significant in the neighborhood. We have received letters of support from I think four of our six neighbors. None have complained that I know of. The other alternatives for expansion are difficult with the property because the first floor is dug into the hillside, and there's quite significant water intrusion right now during this rainy season. Probably there's 20 gallons being pumped out by a sump pump about every 10, 15 minutes. And so trying to expand and dig down in there would be quite a challenge to waterproof and make sure that that would be a usable space. So we've tried to, the front of our property has really never been finished compared to the rest of the houses on the street. When I bought the property in 1989, there actually was no sidewalk in front of the property. It literally was dirt to the curb. And so over the years, we've been trying to improve, and now it seems like the best next step is to finish putting in a garage and take advantage of trying to put a room above if possible. Our hardship really is the tree and the small area that we have left to develop on the property. I think that's it. If you had any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
No, I think that's pretty straightforward, and I think you made a very compelling argument, in particular about the existing condition of the lot and the waterproofing and dewatering issues that you have, and also your voluntary will to maintain the redwood tree, which is definitely, as you said, significant in the neighborhood. And you are providing a parking space where one currently does not exist. But I appreciate the application.
Okay.
Thank you. So is there anyone here to speak on this item on 132 Hamilton?
William Pashelinski, I'm the project architect. Just want to let you know I'm here to answer any questions. I also did want to reiterate the hardship. The fact is the house is legal, non-conforming. It not only sits at the end of the property, but it's extraordinarily unusual, almost unique in that there's actually an easement that part of it sits in another property. Therefore, the open space really is in the front of the house, but the open space that's in front of the house ends up, because the other houses are built normally, ends up kind of in a darker shaded area, and that was one of the reasons why we wanted to expand the deck a wee bit. So,
okay. Thank you. I appreciate that, your comments. Is there anyone else who has a public comment on 132 Hamilton Avenue? Seeing none, I'd close the public hearing on this item. I'm generally inclined to grant the requested variance subject to standard conditions. However, I'll delay a final decision until the Section 311 neighborhood notification is complete, which I believe is due on April 7th. So a final decision will be made after that time, but we can move on to the next item.
Item number 3, case number 2010.0587V, 185 Chilton Avenue. Rear yard exposure and non-complying structure variances sought. Is the sponsor here, please? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Carl Scheidnam. I am the project architect, and this is, again, is a non-complying structure. It was a small cottage that was originally built as part of a large mansion that resides behind the property, and it was subdivided at some time in the early 1940s. And so that's the reason that it is non-complying. It sits about 20 feet or less from the back property line. And it has a large front yard with a freestanding garage that is structurally unsound and too narrow to park a current vehicle in. It actually is non-complying in terms of a off-street parking space currently. So the plan is to remove that garage and rebuild a slightly larger garage to have a complying off-street parking space. And to build a 360-square-foot bedroom addition into that front yard. Because the house is set back from the street, that front addition does not face on a public way, and therefore is not in compliance with Section 140 of having a room face onto a public way. The room will face onto this courtyard, and so it does get proper light and air. It should be noted that the addition cannot be seen from the street because it's a downsloping lot. until you're right at the fence, you can't see the addition. It's a single-story addition that's almost 8 feet below grade at the roof line.
And so you're going from two bedrooms to three bedrooms?
That's correct.
And so that's to accommodate a
growing family.
Thank you.
The idea is they've lived in this house for approximately 10 years and intend to keep it. And the neighboring house is also set back. It's another sort of earthquake cottage. And then the property on the other side is a two-story sort of normal facing the street property. They do have support from all of their neighbors and have letters to that effect.
I must confess, I initially had some serious reservations about the project, given that it was approaching full lot coverage. However, after obviously reviewing the plans and seeing that really it's increasing the footprint of the property, but we're not drastically increasing the square footage, and the existing building itself is very small. And
right.
So this seems like a reasonable way to accommodate the growing family. And
yes. It's somewhat ironic that you could do almost a three-story, 3,000-square-foot addition with no variance at all, because then they would face onto the street.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty modest proposal.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item on 185 Chilton Avenue? Seeing none, I'd close the public hearing on this item. And as I said, I initially did have concerns about the variance application. However, I feel that it is a modest addition that would not have a negative impact on the neighborhood. And would also, as similar to the last case, would be inclined to grant the requested variance subject to standard conditions. But I would defer a final decision until such time that the Section 311 notification is complete, which I believe is going to be at the end of this month. I think it's March 31st or so. Yes, March 31st. So with that, we can move on to the next item.
Item number 4, case number 2010.0787V, 1875 Mission Street. Rear yard and dwelling unit exposure variances sought. Is the sponsor here, please? Would you please approach the mic? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Yeah. My name is Neil Kay. I'm an architect with Smith Home Architects in San Francisco. The proposal for this project is, I guess what's on the agenda for today is a variance for light and air exposure for residential units. The project as proposed is for an adaptive reuse of an existing concrete structure on Mission Street. The proposed project is to add 39 residential units with a mix of 40% two bedrooms, the remaining being one bedroom. There's 4,000 square feet of outdoor space on the roof, 1,500 ground floor commercial, and there's an existing basement parking which is to remain unaltered. Because this is an adaptive reuse of an existing structural building, there are extreme, and the existing building is for a full block build out. There is an existing light well on the south side of the project, which we plan to only alter in a minor way, but because of the existing structural configuration of the project, increasing the size of the proposed light court larger than what we're showing would undermine the existing structural integrity of the project. However, the light court as proposed exceeds the requirements as underlined in the UBC for both air and light court. So, hopefully in that regard, you can grant this variance.
Can you speak a little to the parking, the existing parking and
sure.
The proposed?
We're not touching the ground floor, except in terms of adding additional shear walls for seismic upgrade. The existing parking clearance is 7'3". We plan to leave that exactly as is. Currently, right now, the basement is used for parking because I believe the owner leases out on a month-to-month basis. We're not adding any spaces. We're not changing any spaces. My understanding is that the sponsor of the project is going to unbundle the parking from the proposed residential project and either sell the unit with the condos or continue to lease them out to the existing neighborhood.
Okay.
So no change in use of parking.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. So is anyone else here to speak on this item on 1875 Mission Street?
You have 3 minutes, sir.
David Silverman, I'm just here to answer any questions that weren't already answered by the architect.
The architect did an excellent job, and okay. My concern, I think, initially with this was the parking issue, and given that it is Mission and 15th and in a very transit-friendly neighborhood, it's an appropriate place for intense residential development. However, we would have concerns if there was parking that was dedicated to those units which would discourage transit use if people had easy access to the automobile. So pleased to hear that it will be unbundled and that it's currently the parking use and it will not be really changing that. And have that
right. Options. Yeah, everything's pre-existent. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So anyone else to speak on 1875 Mission Street? Seeing none, it closed the public hearing on this item. Would be inclined to grant the requested variances. It's a suitable location for higher density residential uses and creative adaptive reuse of the existing building. I would delay final decision until the Section 312 notification is complete, which I believe is going to be on the 14th of April. So with that, we'll move on to the next item.
Item number 5, case number 2008.1342V, 197 Laidley Street. Rear yard and front setback variances sought. Is the sponsor here, please?
I'd just like to note, too, I know yesterday a discretionary review application was filed on this project.
Okay, so it's been postponed.
We will still take public comments. I know there's at least one member of the public here who would like to speak on the item. So at the end of the hearing, we will continue the item, but I would like either you or someone else, representative of the project sponsor, to speak, just do a brief introduction of the project so then we can hear public comment, and then we'll continue the item.
Okay, so can we wait till the architect is here and move to the next one, or do we have to move forward now?
Would we expect him to be arriving shortly?
Yes, he's already en route, yes.
Okay. Yes, we can move over to the next item.
Thank you very much.
We're moving to item number 6, case number 2011.080V, 197 to 199 Chattanooga Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. My name is Jim Stavoy. I'm the project architect. The owner is actually in his car on his way because we're moving so quickly. But I'm sure he'd be happy for me to present. This particular project is a very small variance requested, but will have a great impact on the both flats in this particular project. It's a rear yard variance that we're requesting, and the existing project site is basically filled up by the entire building. It has a portion of the 15-foot required rear yard, but even that is mostly filled in. So our project is essentially to remove an existing non-conforming second means of egress stair and create two slightly larger rear yard decks at each level of the pair of flats. And the hardship is essentially that there is no rear yard on this property. And this little bit of extra rear yard decking will make much more habitable, usable outdoor space for both flats. The spiral staircase is being added. It's actually under the previous building code. It was not technically required, but my client feels that it's just to the benefit of both occupants to have the second means of egress as the spiral staircase that we're adding. I'll be happy to answer any other additional questions.
So I don't think that we've received any public comment on this, which can be a little bit unusual for roof decks. Roof decks are often very contentious. I was wondering if you've had any interactions, community outreach with your neighbors, if you could describe that.
Yes, we've actually had contact from one adjacent neighbor who lives in the building adjacent is four condos. And actually, his concern was related to parking on the street as a additional part of this project not required by the variance. We were relocating the garage door by only about 2 feet. But he was contending that by doing that, we could potentially eliminate the fifth parking space on that whole block. So we spoke with him and realized that we could actually leave the existing curb cut where it is. So we've resubmitted those plans to Michael Smith as part of the variance package, and we'll do so to site permit as well.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, so I actually just recall once you mentioned that Mr. Smith did mention that to me, and appreciate your flexibility and willing to accommodate the neighbors' concerns and trying to maintain as much on-street parking as possible.
Right.
Is there any public comment on this item? And we're on 197 to 199 Chattanooga Street. Okay. And if you tell me what the status of the Section 311 notification
is? I believe it's April 4th or 7th. It will be 30 days.
Great. Thank you. All right. So with that, I'd close the public hearing on this item and would be inclined to grant, subject to standard conditions, pending the completion of the Section 311 neighborhood notification in early April. Think that this is a very modest proposal that does correct a design deficiency in the project, and that there is no real usable open space, and this will dramatically improve the usable open space for the residents of the building.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving to item number 7, case number 2010.1137V, 226 27th Street, front setback and rear yard variances sought. Is the sponsor for this project here, please? Hi.
Why don't you come forward, sir, since you showed up and the project sponsor could not. Oh, are you the project sponsor? Oh,
yeah, we just called it in.
Right on time.
You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Serena Calhoun. I am the project architect for the property located at 226 27th Street. We have a variance application in for installation of a new rear exit stair to replace a hazardous fire escape, as well as front facade improvements and replacement of the front exit stair due to hazardous conditions as well. Project. Oh, excellent. Okay. The current front facade looks like this, built in 1963. Our proposed facade improvements look like this. We are framing false bays that will extend out 9 inches on the face of the building to create some scale and reduce the scale of the large front facade. We are also reducing the height of the current stairwell in the front. Shown here, it's covered all the way at the top. And to, again, bring the scale down of the structure, we are removing the roof at the top, partially enclosing the stair with the wood paneling to match the false base. In the rear, this is the current appearance of the fire escape and the rear windows. The bolted connections that you can see here, where it's attached to the building, are the components that are failing. And San Francisco Building Code requires that if in the event a fire escape is removed in full, that an exit stair is installed where there is room to do so, which we do have room for in the rear yard. This is the proposed design. We did have a neighborhood meeting last week, attended by quite a few of the neighbors, and by the end of the meeting, over half of them signed our petition to support the project based on this revised design of the rear stair.
I appreciate that. This has been through a lot of process already, and you know there were multiple permits, and you worked with the department to consolidate that.
Exactly.
So I think we can have everyone, the public and the department, have a better understanding of what you're trying to achieve here. Just overall it is a dramatic improvement of the aesthetics of the building.
We like to think so.
Yeah, I think few could doubt that. And I think that the main issues have been regarding the stairs at the back, which are going to be a dramatic change as well from the existing conditions.
And correct.
Will meet current code, and I think everyone's concern now is just how can that best be done. So appreciate that you've had the community outreach meeting, that you've rotated the stairs, that does reduce the impact. Personally, I like the wood cladding, and I would like that to stay. I guess I did have a concern if you could put that last rendering back up on the screen.
Sure. Of the rear stair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And of how it impacts the windows of the units at the back.
Right. I apologize, it's not fully updated. We are going to have to relocate these two windows that
okay.
you see here. And you can see I kind of sketched it in over here. We just didn't have time to reprint this before today's hearing. So we are going to reduce the size of this window and then move this one over, and it will also be slightly reduced in size so that we will not have a privacy issue with either of those conditions.
And the tenants are aware of these changes?
There are currently no tenants. This is a vacant building.
Okay. All right.
And these will all be sold as tenancy in commons
okay.
to homeowners as opposed to apartment tenants, which is a big concern of the neighbors.
How many units is it again?
10 units.
10 units, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be no future potential for condominium conversion?
It'll definitely not.
Be a TIC?
Very unlikely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now if we can move on to public comment for this item for 226 27th Street.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Excuse me?
3 minutes.
I have 10 minutes?
Three minutes.
Three.
I just used up some. Good morning. I'm Jeff King. This affects me because I'm directly behind. I was probably one of the more vocal people about rotating 90 degrees the rear access, and I hope it fits within the fire codes and all of that. Architect and developer were very accommodating. We're very pleased. I have some notes that I took from the meeting, plus some other. Should I put it down here and Neil read them? Or
You can submit copies if you would like, and we can add those to the
file.
Okay,
I'll leave you with the copy of this. But we're very comfortable. The street facade redesign looks a lot better. We would like to carry, we made suggestions the east side of the building hadn't been fully addressed as far as aesthetics, and we're all open to getting that. It doesn't affect me, but the neighbors on the east side have been staring at a three-story block building with fenestration, very narrow, long. It looks very institutional. And the architect and developer are very open to bringing the wood or a color of the wood around that side, maybe mitigating the rhythm of the windows and taking some vertical design into it. I hope I'm correct on that because we were at that meeting. The front stairs and unit access balcony seemed to be a great improvement. Exterior lighting was addressed, and they proposed to get less glare on the neighbors. parking noise on the northwest parking space, they're looking at closing off the sound and or fumes within a practical way. The engineer had suggested doing some sound mitigation installation, maybe some planting, something along those lines. And the rear open space, I'm going to have to work directly with them because there's been some damage to the, the retaining wall. And I want to make sure that they're going to be happy with the end result. I think it was a suggestion to them that the chain link fence, which the previous owner of that building, my neighbor and myself, all put up, and it's got privacy slats in it. But if they're selling these units, this may not be the optimum look. And so I want to work with them to either change that. We can remove part of it, but the posts themselves are supporting my wall on the other side. But we're happy with most of the direction that they're going in. Originally, of course, we were looking at Section 188 of your code. It's a tough little decision to make. It's not a little, it's a big decision, because the building exceeds. But they're in a position where they want to provide a usable building. They obviously want to recoup all of their, or as much of money.
That was time, but if you could just wrap up your
okay.
thought there, appreciate it.
But we're pleased with the direction it's going in. I believe maybe not 100%, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Look, thank you very much for coming out and for speaking, and I'm glad you and the project sponsor were able to get together.
Who?
You can just leave that with Taylor.
Thank you.
The project sponsor, would you like to address any further issues, maybe with the fence or retaining wall? Or, sorry, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Sorry.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Virginia Dunhue. I live at 222 27th Street, two doors east of the property, so I overlook the east wall and the backyard. I've been there since 1993. I think we all agree the building is hideous. There's no argument there. I think that they've made huge improvements. I think rotating the stairs is good because it doesn't block nearly as much as the backyard. But I do remain very concerned about the east side of the building. And we have heard that they will be making improvements, but I have not seen anything yet. So I am still concerned about that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak on this item? Please step forward. Thanks.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
3 minutes.
Great. Mr. Sanchez. Hello. my concern is similar to what's been said. We live a house... two houses away from Jeff. We face north, so our back is facing this building. We've been in the house for 35 years. We've had nothing but difficulty with this building. The way it's built now, which I know is going to change, so that's a good thing, the sound is focused and shoved out to the north to our backyard. So the three houses, Jeff, the house that's in between us and our house, gets a magnified amount of sound from the way it's built now. That is the hallway where you saw the stairway that goes through the apartment. That's a tremendous noise magnification effect. The most important thing is the garage, which has a tremendous magnification of the noise and sound, which has been, as I said, for 35 years. It's been cars. It's been people getting in and out of cars. It's been people sitting around the cars and making a lot of noise. So that's a primary thing for us. And I know other neighbors have other issues, and I think they're all equally important. But for us, the noise is a factor. And I'm concerned for two things. One is that the plans, as I think they're being adjusted, is that right? You're adjusting the plans based on last week's meeting?
Right, they're already.
Okay. Yeah. So that's important. The sound has to be mitigated somehow. And I really don't believe that stairwell in the back has to be put further towards us, because we have a house in between Jeff and I live, and they showed us plans, and they built something else. And they never showed us the new plans. I called multiple times to the office. Never could get to the person who was, office. I don't know what you call the person. He was working for the...
on our staff?
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Wang?
I have no idea. It was a long time ago. But
okay.
I couldn't get to that person. I couldn't... Never called me back. Not one time in a year. I mean, it seems astonishing, but that's what happened. So I couldn't get to ask, why are these new stairs being built? So I don't want that to happen. And actually, I want to say, if that starts to happen, I'm going to be really upset, and I'm going to take action. Because I'm fed up.
Please address
No, but I just want to say that I'm really upset by that process. And so, anyway, so I want something about the, and I want the stairs to be thought about, not put even closer to us, which is not legal. And you, we all know that. The building, while it is legal, it's the footprint is not. So I want something done, and I want absolutely something about the noise to be done.
That was the time, but if you want to wrap up your thoughts.
No, that's it. I mean, that's you've heard everything.
So,
and
so what year was the, you said there was the stairs that were added?
I'd say about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, is that right, 2 years? Yeah, 2 to 3. And you know, so we saw the plans, and we never saw the new plans.
And where were these stairs located again?
3851. What is your address, Jeff? 4 or 5. So we're in between 4 or 5 and 5-3.
So this is not the property in question. This is another property.
This is another, just to say
unrelated
that, I appreciate that new plans are drawn, but I absolutely want to say that I want the plans that we agree to be the ones that are built.
And
the second thing is the noise, and I think that stairwell, which is illegal, it's too close to our property line, and I want something done about that, if possible.
Okay. Well, thank you. And then the final, we'll just say maybe a couple notes to pick on what you were saying. The building itself is not illegal, and the footprint is not illegal. It was legally erected at the time.
No, I said it wasn't legal, but the actual allowed footprint is over what is normal. So this new addition
new discrepancy
is not according to what should be there. So it can easily be built into, and I say easily, anything is possible. And it may not be what the builder or the owner want, but it can be easily be put within the building.
Thank you.
So they might have less of an apartment or maybe one less apartment, but in fact, it you know, it's my quality of life, and I expect city to help us.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you. So the project sponsor, is there anyone else to speak on this item? So seeing none, if you could, project sponsor, please. And so, I mean, in addition to whatever you might like to say in your rebuttal, I'd like you to be able to address to the best you can the retaining wall issue, the fence issue, the any modifications to the east wall, and also sound mitigation.
You have 2 minutes, ma'am.
Thank you. This is Serena Calhoun again, the project architect for 226 27th Street. I'm going to quickly address the things that Jeff and Virginia mentioned. What you're looking at here is the side facade that is on the east side. It is not part of this variance application, which is why we haven't addressed it to date. We just met with the neighbors last Wednesday. I am reviewing with the contractor and the owner some pricing options for applying some wood trims, providing a two-tone paint scheme on the side to help break up the facade. And I will be definitely in contact with the neighbors about that. This over here, you can see there's a 10-foot retaining wall in the back. It's concrete up to a certain point. Part of it is just kind of a concrete curb that's maybe 2 feet high, and then it goes up to a much higher elevation in the rear. There is damage to the retaining wall. There are visible cracks to it, and we are doing quite a bit of site work in the back. We are, in fact, raising some of the backyard slightly. So there will be repairs done to the retaining wall, and certainly we will be working with Jeff and Quincy directly to the rear in regard to the fence that abuts all three of our properties. In terms of the rear stair, I'm going to also address the noise. Let's get a different page. Some of this we went over at the neighborhood meeting, and unfortunately, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. If Carol was there, but I want to just address a little bit of that. So we are definitely making some improvements that will positively affect the sound transference. Currently, this is the ground floor level. This entire area from this point that you see here all the way over to the property line is open at the ground floor. The new stair will basically cut this down by the length of the stair. I think it's 18 feet, and there will be two 3.5-foot walkways that are the main access to the rear.
this is a parking space. We have to provide 10 spaces for 10 units. So we are putting a raised planter in the front of it. The entire rear yard currently is hardscaped concrete, which will be replaced significantly with landscaping, which will also have a positive sound attenuation. And then in addition, we are going to be also working with the neighbors to the rear to maybe make this planter a little bit higher or fence, put sort of a trellis or something to kind of also mitigate the sound. One of the issues that was previously a problem is the tenants would actually drive all the way back in and park all the way in the backyard. This entire area was open to cars. So there was a lot of late night coming and going from the tenants and slamming of doors and running of engines, which will no longer be a problem because all of the parking spaces will be maintained underneath the building and then this one that faces the rear.
Thank you. And would you like to add anything else? I mean, I did ask several questions of you at the beginning.
Right. So. The rear stair, we have had several calls about putting it internally into the building. The only way for us to make that a reality is to eliminate two residential units, which we felt was going to be, our owner would not be able to proceed with this project and improving the building whatsoever if two units were lost. The revenue stream would just not pencil out for that. And we are going to still be over 16 feet from the rear property line, almost 17 feet with the rotation of the stair. In addition, I did do a site survey. Some of this is from aerial imaging, but I'm just going to pop this up really quickly. In an RH2 zone, the rear yard is supposed to be 45.5% of the entire lot depth, and there are really only about five properties on this entire block which comply with that requirement. Most people have decks, rear stairs, buildings that butt all the way up to the rear property line. Yes, we are definitely increasing the protrusion into our rear yard setback, but based on neighborhood feedback and feedback from planning staff, we have redesigned and resubmitted plans to mitigate that as much as we physically can.
Thank you. Just a few kind of follow-up comments. I appreciate your comments about why you would not like to reduce the number of dwelling units. And as you know, the city also has policies that try to dissuade people from reducing the number of dwelling units. Even though the building is built over the amount of density, the department may not support the removal of those dwelling units to accommodate the stairs when especially there is a feasible alternative. It requires a variance, but we would preserve dwelling units, and that is a definitely concern for the city. So appreciate that. And there were comments from the public about other work that had been done, it sounds illegally, on a neighboring property, not on this property. I feel that you've shown very good faith towards the neighbors and would not expect that of this project or of you. Would like to make that clear. But for the public's benefit, if the conditions of approval or if the plans are exceeded, then there are penalties for that, both under the building code and under the planning code. And I imagine and hope that we would never have to come to that, and I don't think that we would. Thank you. So with that, I would close the public hearing on this item. It's a very focused subject matter here. This is a variance, two variances, one for the front setback, one for the rear. Sounds that the issue with the front setback, there are no issues as far as the neighbors are concerned. There seems to be general support for that. At the rear, based upon the revised plans, there seems to be support. It's just a matter of maybe working out a few more of the details and getting the windows relocated, and would condition the approval on the rear based upon the revised plans, and that the size and area of the stairs are no larger than required under the building code to provide this means of egress. Things that the steps that are being taken, both providing the stairs and also changing the landscaping or providing landscaping at the back, will also be measures to help address the neighbors that they have regarding sounds. So would condition it subject to standard conditions, and that the stairs be rotated, that they be no larger than required in the building code, and that the plans also show the landscaping that is being provided. In regards to the east wall, it is not subject to this variance, but I would encourage the project sponsor to continue the good work that they've already started with the neighbors and working to perhaps beautify the east facade as well. And sounds like I think the project sponsor and neighbors are off to a really good start here, and hope that continues to progress. Thank you. And maybe we can go to see if the project sponsor for Laidley is here. Oh, do we have the architect is available? Okay. It's all up to you, huh? Well, if you could step forward and...
Let me just read the item for record purpose. Case, we're moving back to item number 5. Case number 2008.1342B, 197 Laidley Street, rear yard and front setback variances sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. I'm Ben Coleman, and my wife and I bought this property in 2008, moved in, had hired our architect to put another story on the property, drew up drawings, had a meeting, invited the neighbors over, got the neighbors' feedback. The biggest concern from our neighbors at that point were certainly the view, the situation, and how that would be impacted. So neighbors got together and explained to me their situation and said they wouldn't support my project. We went back to the drawing board and tried to figure out what we could do. We revised our drawings and changed it from adding a story to the top to raising the house up 7 feet to mitigate having to, you know, the height, and to be able to still add some square footage. We had a meeting at one of the neighbors' house, and we had a fair amount of people that had supported it. We had also people that had abstained from a neutral position, so they didn't vote one way or the other. We had some rebuttals from a few neighbors saying that they, you know, sorry, we can't support the project. So we went back to the drawing board again, revised the drawings again, came up with another scenario, which was 6 feet, raising the house up 6 feet. And that was even more supported by more of the neighbors. And so we reached out to all the neighbors instead of having the city notify. I felt it's more neighborly to do so. After that, we realized that we were never going to get everybody on the same page. So, in fact, one of my neighbors said, you can't build by committee. So what I did was we started working with Sharon Lai in the city and planning department. Planning department has supported us raising the house 4.5 feet. However, we have to tear off the back half of the rear section to allow the rear setback requirements. So we're going to lose 11 feet. We move to the front, and we'll gain some of that square footage squaring off to the front, which is what the city had recommended. And by lifting the house, adding the existing pony wall, if you will, and adding 4.5 feet, we're able to build another room over what used to be, what would have been our garage, would now be a room over a family room. So that's we've done the best we possibly can in trying to reach out to everybody and try to mitigate everybody's concerns and so forth. Didn't want to tear off the back of my house. And actually, by only lifting it 4.5, it's going to impact storage area down below on the in the garage area, because the floor line will be down to about 4 or 5 feet. So. Anyway, we've done the best we can, and I don't know what else to say other than in fact the last drawing that we had from our last meeting was a design that I came up with, which seems, some of the neighbors really liked it, and I thought it was unique. The city didn't like it, but I worked with the city to get something that they liked. And we actually had a meeting where we had one of the planning officials at the meeting when we were going to raise it 7 feet, who was there, Mr. Gil Chavez, and he was there to answer questions for anybody that might have questions with regards to it. And so we had a very, we actually took pictures, and everybody was all warm and fuzzy and felt good about it. So we went from 10 feet down to 7 feet, down to 6 feet, down to 4.5 feet. I mean, I don't know what else I can do to work with our neighbors. And that's about all I can really have to say. You have any questions for me?
No, I appreciate the background. It's very enlightening, but I appreciate your comments. I think we'll move on to public comment
Thank you.
At this point. Can I have at least one member of the public here to speak on this item, sir, if you'd like to come forward? So, is there anyone else here who would like to speak on this item on 197 Laidley Street? Oh, sure thing. Yeah, whoever is it, I'll leave the order up to you. To you.
Good morning.
Hello.
My name is Karen Powell, and I'm at 237 Fairmount Street. We are actually the ones who filed for the discretionary review, and I apologize for the late coming of that. We didn't. There was some miscommunication and misunderstanding on our part, I'm sure, on how that goes. But at any rate, one of the reasons that we did do the file for that as early as we did is because some of our concerns relate to the variance. And we have participated in all of the meetings that that been almost all. I don't think I could go to the last one. But having said all of that, this was when we first saw these drawings when they were submitted, when we knew about this variance, this is the first time we had seen these plans. So these plans are brand new to all of us to look at and to review. My understanding, I've also been down to speak with Sharon ourselves, and my understanding was that the planning department themselves threw out that original proposal for the second story. So it really wasn't based on accommodation of neighbors. I think the planning department just said no way. So basically, the mitigation has been from 7 feet down to 4.5 to 6. But the surprise was that I'm on Fairmount Street, and Fairmount is a very narrow street, and it's the corner lot. And the surprise on this latest plan is that an additional, not only is the no setback, but it extends out. There's an 8-foot bay window type of thing that extends out maybe a foot, and then it goes up another 2 feet above the 30 feet on Fairmount. And I understand the planning department loves that approach. And in fact, there is a page in the design guidelines that actually says this, where appropriate, this is a nice design for a corner. But my concern is that on Fairmount Street, it's not appropriate. There could be another architectural interest that would be more appropriate for a narrow street like that, because it's going to be very massive with the 30 feet plus an additional 2 feet plus an additional plus whatever's up there for the top floor. So basically, when we were looking at the drawings in more detail, we realized that side of Fairmount side has a stairway and an elevator, and that's one reason why I think that the practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship perhaps does not apply, because I think that there might be room, and we'd like to explore the options that might be available to moving the elevator, which, by the way, none of us have, so that's something that is not normal to the neighborhood. Doing some movements to bring the height down, maybe, or keep the current setback, or do something else to eliminate the massiveness of what that structure will be.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. The next member of the public would like to speak on this item.
You have 3 minutes. Hi, Wendy Sicily. I live across the street from 197 Laidley on the west side. And I'm also representing a few other neighbors that could not come today for the meeting. We basically have our concerns about the project because the house is already one of the largest and tallest house on that block of the street. And with the additional 4.5 foot and building out to the setback and projecting further out to the property line will make it even more massive and voluminous to the side of the street. And I'm not looking from looking at the plans, I'm not understanding why it is a hardship. If it needs to be really that much higher, I mean, the third floor I think is 10 foot high, and the garage is about 14 foot high proposed. So I'm not sure if that's really necessary. And so that's basically it, because basically when the house is purchased, it's already in a substandard lot, and to build it higher and further out is not to code, and I don't think it's to the character of the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mike McDougall. I live in the property adjacent to this. I'm at 226 Fairmont Street. So I share a property line with these folks. You probably have do you have a letter in front of you that my wife put together? We delivered it yesterday. So I would ask that, that's perfect. Have you taken the time to sort of review that with me as we go over it?
I appreciate that you really focused on the findings. Thank you.
So the first thing that I wanted to point out is that the existing property is non-conforming, and it's a substandard lot. It's a 25 by 50 foot lot. It was subdivided a long time ago. So this is one of the two buildings that's to the east of me. So basically I have twice as much house. So both houses, both lots, both 25 by 50 foot lots are built up. So I have twice as much house to the as a neighbor as I really should be, according to code. And this actually expands one of those houses and makes it bigger. So I also wanted to bring up the height, since that's actually part of this variance. Part of this variance is sought because the height along the street line is going up. So it's already tall. It's going to make it significantly taller. And one of the reasons we need a variance is because they're expanding the non-compliance at the front of the house. Now, they're also expanding in every direction. The building code provides for the notion of mid-block open space. There is no provision in this house for any sort of mid-block open space. And in a way, my garden and front yard sort of act as the continuation of, you know, sort of give this house a little bit of open space. And so given that there is some open space there, I think that open space should be sort of protected in a sense. And the plans right now are going to shade that more. And also, I think they significantly impact the privacy that I have. The current structure has one small window, I think it's a 3x5 window, as far as possible from my house. The plans, which are new plans to us, call for the addition of about 180 square feet of glass at the property line under my yard. I'm not sure that that's spoken to in the particular findings of the variance, but it's certainly a concern of mine in terms of privacy. I've spoken with people about putting solar power in. They say that I'm already getting a lot of shading from my neighbors. This is actually going to make the situation for me worse. The other thing is, I think the variance notice is a bit misleading, and it might be incomplete. I think that there's a number of ways in which the existing property is sort of non-conforming. And finally, if this is continued to a different thing, I'd request that the plans be drawn with the existing structure at the same size as the proposed structure. The plans that we received had the existing structure basically drawn four times as big as the proposed structure, and it makes it challenging for people in the neighborhood to understand just exactly how the scales are going to change.
So could you speak a bit more to that last point? What plans is it?
So we were able to go online and see the right. New plans for the structure, and they have pictures of the existing house drawn at a 1/4 inch scale. And then the plans for the new house where they're available, are drawn at a 1/8-inch scale. So it makes the actual new house appear to be a quarter the size of the existing structure, which, you know, I actually think that's not good practice. So,
point taken. I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak on this item? Seeing none, party sponsor, you'd have a 3-minute rebuttal.
Just that I am surprised that one of my neighbors had filed the variance, Karen, and we had talked just a couple days ago and just wanted to make sure they were okay with it, but everybody has a right to change their mind, I guess, if they'd like. Anybody who wants to see the drawings and come over the house and call us, you are my neighbors, you're welcome in my home, and I would like to have the opportunity to look at these things and address these things any way we can. We're just doing the best we can to try to move our life along. We started this project in 2008, and I've got dry rot in my house, I've got roof leaks that I've tried to mitigate. I've painted the outside of the house. I've tried to make this ugly duckling as best as I could look decent now while we live there, waiting so I could start this project. And delay, trying to get everybody on the same page. So I'm doing the best I can. I just don't know what else I can do, but I'm happy to sit down and talk with anybody. You know, I reach out to everybody. Reach out to me, please. And we'll try to work things best we can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I would appreciate it if all parties could try their best to continue to work together. It sounds like you're willing to, sure the neighbors are willing to, hopefully come to some resolution with this. But with that, I've closed the public hearing on this item, and it's a little bit of a sticky thing procedurally. Given that the discretionary review has been filed just yesterday, unfortunately we do not have a hearing date yet. So would continue this item to the date when it is announced for the discretionary review hearing, and there will be a re-notification for the variance to have that completely noticed for the discretionary review hearing. That said, if the discretionary review is withdrawn and a resolution is reached, I have taken this matter under advisement and would be prepared to rule without a new hearing if the DR is withdrawn and if there's a resolution reached, that would be a possibility. So with that, we can then move on to the next item. And if anyone does have questions about that, you can sit till the end of the hearing and we can discuss that, or you can give a call to the project sponsor as well. Or sorry, to the planner assigned to the project. Thank you.
Moving to item number 8, case number 2008-0546B, 2324 19th Street, rear yard variance sought. The sponsor here, please. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning. I'm David Cumby. I'm with Troy Kishanapur Architecture, the architects for the project, and the owners, Sasha and Liana Patista, are here with me as well today. The existing house sits on a small lot, 30 feet wide by 27 feet 2 inches deep, so a literal enforcement of the 45% setback at the rear yard would leave only 15 feet of buildable area at the third floor, and factoring in the additional setback at the front of the property on the fourth floor, it would only allow 7 feet of buildable depth. So the request for the variance is just based on providing adequate living space for Sasha, Liana, and their growing family. The neighboring property at 2334 19th Street actually wraps around the west and the south side of our property. There's an approved third and fourth story addition for that property. The owner of that property has endorsed our project. And as you can see by the condition here, wrapping around the rear of our property, there's no impact from building the full depth of our lot on the mid-block open space. And since a typical lot would be 75 to 100 feet deep, leaving 42 to 55 feet of building depth, this project would actually be smaller than the typical case in terms of building depth. The height of the building is consistent with the neighborhood. 40-foot height with the setback on the top floor. Directly across the street, the building was built within the last 10 years in the same configuration. As I mentioned before, the neighbor to the west will have a similar configuration, and the existing houses to the east, corner San Bruno and 19th Street, also have a 40-foot height. So in summary, it's, the project is consistent with the massing and general character of the neighborhood, and we ask that you grant the variance. Thank you very much.
I understand there's been some concern from the public about the project and impacts, and from my understanding, it's largely fitted to you as well. Can you address concerns that have been raised and the efforts that you have made to try to resolve those issues?
The view issue, I understand, is directly across the street. Because of the slope of the hill, that building actually sits up higher, so the top floor continues to have a panoramic view even with our addition. So I think, realistically, I think that we're not really going to have a major impact on that structure. The neighbors, I believe the other neighbors that had a concern was about privacy and perhaps some light issues because our building sits to the southwest of their building, which is on San Bruno. There are existing trees that actually already screen the majority of the height of our structure from her vantage point. And the owners have indicated to me that they would be willing to also screen off any decks or anything to help provide more privacy between our property and the neighboring property as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone here to speak on this item? That's 2324 19th Street. Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, we close the public hearing on this item. A little surprised. I thought there would be someone from the public to speak on this item. But with that, this is an extremely small lot, and I think you're trying your best to increase the livability here. It is a fairly dramatic increase in the size, but I think that is due to the fact that it is such a small lot. It is a legal lot of record. I believe this goes back to pre-1946 when we first had lot size requirements in the planning code. So with that, I'm generally inclined to grant the variance. Notice that the Section 311 notification will expire on April 8th, I believe. So would delay any final decision until that time. Given that there has been some opposition to the project, I would not be surprised if a discretionary review is filed. If such discretionary review is filed, then we could continue the hearing, this variance hearing, at a joint hearing with the Planning Commission, as you saw was something that came across in the last case as well. But with that, if there is no DR, then we would grant the variance request. And that's all for that item. We can move on to the final
last case. Item. That would be item number 9, case number 2011.0076B, 252 Orizaba Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here, please? Sponsor for 252 Orizaba Avenue.
We will then continue this item to the next calendar on April.
May.
May. So April is closed.
April is already closed.
So May.
It's May 27th. And then. Or May. No.
May 25th. So we will continue 252 Orizaba Avenue, case number 2011.0076, to the regularly scheduled variance hearing on Wednesday, May 25th, 2011, and this is because the project sponsor has failed to show for the project. And with that, we would then move to public comment, general public comment for items that are not on the calendar. I do not see any members of the public who want general public comment, so with this, we will close this variance hearing. Thank you.